special edition as the Texans get that huge victory against the Dallas Cowboys. And Clint, you listen, you were right about the Cowboys. I was right about the Jets. We thought both of those teams, I know I thought the Jets would collapse. You thought the Cowboys were going to collapse. And boy, have they ever. I've watched them several games, and it was bad even when Dak was there. Hell, it was bad when Dak and Parsons were there. They were struggling even then as well. But Clint, man, you watched that yesterday, and you said it too earlier. When you go along with how many injuries they have and the guys that they're actually putting out there, and then you combine it with that just the look of quit that it looks like they have gone into, the where you could tell they're not as focused. Man, I didn't know it was that bad, Clint. I mean, it's worse than I think even you delivered. Even you thought it. Especially this quick.
Yeah.
Like they are.
I didn't think it would look like this either. I mean, I didn't. I mean, this team is worse than the team that I played on. The teams that I played on.
The 5-11 teams. Yeah.
They are. They statistically are. There's a stat out there that this is one of the worst teams. Let me pull that thing up real quick.
When I
read this stat, I thought, you got to be kidding me. From ESPN Research, the Cowboys have been outscored by 118 points in five home games this year. That is the third largest margin in any team's first five home games of a season in the Super Bowl era.
Oh, my God.
I played for some terrible, like not very talented Cowboy teams that were like on the backside of, hey guys, we're just not going to win because we got to get the salary cap right. We got to just burn this thing down kind of deal. And we weren't that bad. This ain't all Cooper Rush now. Let's be honest.
Dak was there too.
So I mean, it's bad, man. It's bad.
Yeah, it's you look out there, they don't have. And obviously there are injuries there. Like, I think they're missing three of their top four corners. Right, they're Brandon Cooks has been injured. By the way, someone texted in and said that really done it for them, to see the look of just disdain on Brandon Cooks' face when they kept showing him on the sideline. Somebody texted in and said that really done it for them. Like, it's so bad, and there's so much drama. You know Jerry's going to bring a certain level of drama, and just with the Cowboys thing. It's so bad, Clint. You talked about they need to clean house. They need to make some real hard major decisions. And I watched last night, and I could see Dak up in the box, and I mean he's trying to hide his face from making the looks on his face of disgust that he had. They need to make a major move, like, and I mean more than coach. We know they're going to hire a different coach and all that. When I'm watching that yesterday, I'm like, I'm not, listen. I think Dak is an adult in the room, and maybe the only one, but I'm watching it. I'm like, you just can't have CD and Micah on the team at the same time as two of your leaders. Like, it's just like, and I know it sounds crazy to move from one of them. And plus, they just signed CD Lamb. But man, I know Jerry probably ain't gonna do it, but I would seriously give some thought to what can I get out of Micah Parsons.
Absolutely.
Because what'd you say?
Absolutely.
Oh, I'm just saying, to have both of those dudes on your team, those are the leaders on each side. With Dak out, those are the two leaders on their side of the ball. And I mean, it was nothing. I mean, Mike is over rolling his eyes the whole way, and he was interested for about 15 minutes. CD Lamb, this the body language on both of them is, you can't have, like, it is. To me, to turn this thing around, and this is kind of close to home. We watch Buffalo really go up a notch when they've removed, for them at least at their time, the welcome had been worn out. They removed Diggs from the situation, and not just him, other pieces from the situation, but he was the headliner. And they have improved in that locker room. I don't know how Dak deals with it, with these cats. I mean, I'm just watching that. I'm like, this is who's leading this sucker. It's these two guys. You can't have them both. You can deal with one of them, maybe. You can't have them both, and both with the power and pull that they have in the locker room. I think they got to seriously – they've already signed CD. I think they got to seriously see what they could get from Micah Parsons.
But look, I think they've done it right from that perspective. Like I think you can get away with what CD does. Because if Dak was healthy, I think CD would be a little bit more in check, even if they were losing. Micah's the one to me that I just don't know if he's worth it.
There's a part of like, will he grow out of this? Will he grow?
Not in that environment. Like, right. You know, like I think that the bad thing about this is Dallas should move on from him however they can.
And you know they'll get something out of him.
Well, they'll get a little something out of him, but it's not going to be worth it because he'll go somewhere else to another bad organization and do the same stuff over again and produce, and people will be talking about his numbers. Or he'll go to a good organization, like not that we want or need Micah Parsons, but you plug him into an organization like the Texans that just, for whatever reason, they just don't believe in all the way conducting your business the way that Micah Parsons does it. All the chirping, all that crap. Like, either way it goes, you go to an organization like that, he falls in line, he goes and make plays, and everybody goes, well, Jerry, what the hell were you thinking? Bottom line is Micah Parsons in that environment is going to set that thing on fire week in, week out. Talking about the coach, and then they walk it. He walks it back on his podcast. You know, it's just one thing after another with Micah Parsons. And in that environment, you can't have that guy there because that guy's going to do whatever the hell he wants to, and it's gonna keep you from being able to hold everybody around him accountable. Doesn't matter how good he is. It's going to be a problem as long as he's there.
Like the podcast stuff, yeah, I don't love it, and I'm sure organizations don't love it. For me, it is. Like, is it just me, or do those guys, when you see their faces after, like, these plays, and you look at them, and they show their faces, don't it look like to them, to me, they come off as they're like, man, the rest of y'all suck.
Yeah, absolutely, 100%.
Y'all sorry 100%. As hell, and I got to be out and here with CD y'all sorry
to
ass.
CD's doing it to Cooper Rush, yeah, and he's got to play four quarters.
Like, that is the look that you absolutely get from 100%, both of them. 100%. From both of them, like, rolling your eyes. God, y'all suck.
Yep, 100%.
I'm out here. Like, look at what I'm doing. That's what they give off. And I just, like, you can have one of those guys that are highly productive to deal with because of the talent, but when you got two of them, and then Dak is hurt, and he's up there, and, like, Zach Martin's like, man, to hell with this, man. Let's just reel this thing in. Mm-hmm. And he's got to – like, that's the thing for me. That look over there, I'm like, damn, man. Like, Cooper Rush, he probably threw that pick that really was Jimmy Ward making a great play of bumping CeeDee Lamb getting over. I bet he was like, oh, damn. Here we go. What are we going to do? And, like, it's just they got to make a move. Someone texted in, as Will said, and I think they could probably get two first-round picks for Micah Parsons. I don't know if they can get
Micah got 2 years left on his contract or one?
You can. He's a first-rounder, so you can get do five. So he can. You
right.
Can,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he has two before you technically would have to pay him. So I think I don't know if people are doing two first-rounders anymore. I don't know the last time.
He becomes an unrestricted free agent in 2026.
After the 26th season.
Yeah. So I feel like teams are staying away from the two first round picks things now, since, of course, like Laramie Tunsil and others. But I think he's going to get a first. I think he'll at least get a first and a second or something, like maybe something like something doable that would make sense. Just teams are scared to trade away that type of talent. But you're right. I don't know that you better bring in the right head coach and the person that can reach him that he makes a change in that environment. I don't know that it's going to happen. I think they got to make a move.